Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Can you do me a favor and see what the status of the children are?
Oh, the kids are running behind schedule, so...
Jen,
how would you like to handle that?
Welcome to the Smith...
How late are they going to be?
4:30-ish.
Okay, Willow just texted me. Mm-hmm. Well, you know they're working.
Well, that's a good thing.
Her and Jaden are rehearsing.
For the tour.
Jaden starts tour tomorrow.
All right.
We're going to be talking about parenting. The joys...
Of parenthood.
And pitfalls of parenting.
Yeah, okay.
What's up, Willow, Gam,
Jaden!
What's happening? What's happening? Look at all these gold chains I got yesterday.
Oh my God.
Jaden! Where did you get that from?
They're all $25 each.
Be careful for people thinking you got real crap on.
Jaden's my baby boy, my firstborn.
What's poppin', everybody? My name is Jaden Smith! Let's turn up tonight!
He's one of the most loving, gentle creatures that I know.
I just want to say thank you for being the best mom in the world.
Jaden's a musician, an actor, and an entrepreneur. He has a clothing line.
We kind of believe that you need to be able to show your individuality with your clothing and how you feel about life.
His own record label and a sustainably sourced spring water company because he cares about making the world a better place. I'm a proud mama when it comes to Jaden and Willow. Of their successes and their compassion. Willow and Jaden are extremely talented and extremely opinionated. They are unique individuals, to say the least, but they get that honestly because they come from two unique parents. My kids grew up much differently than Will and I did, and I'm so curious to hear their thoughts on our parenting.
All right, you guys, we're at the red table again. Jaden, thank you for being here. You're our special guest today.
I'm sure. So glad to be a special guest.
It's good to
guest.
Have some male energy in here.
Hey.
This is crazy. Here I am. Yeah. I'm here. I made it. I'm glad to be here.
I just love you. From Japan, we're so glad that you're here.
Yes. I'm so glad to be back.
Yes. Yeah.
I just want to talk a little bit about the difference between how your mom raised you and how I raised your mom. We didn't give kids a whole lot of choice. Am I right in that?
You're very right in that.
You know, I felt like you guys had too much say over your own lives.
I'm serious. I'm listening.
No. And if I told you something because I said so,
yeah.
I know you all. Why, Gam? Because I said so.
But it's...
and your mom and dad had to really kind of break me out of that. Because she treated you like...
Adults.
And I just felt like, he's 8.
Yeah.
He's going to tell me what time he's going to bed?
Yep.
It was their idea of parenting was so different from what I was used to. I was like, these people are crazy.
Yeah, that is so... I remember hearing
you in the world, Gam. Yeah. You in the world.
Well, I remember always being like, oh, once Gammy comes, it's going to be a different story.
Yeah.
I was like, once Gammy comes, I'm going to have to be like...
But I think having both worlds was good.
It was great. Because it was balance. Old school and super new school.
It worked.
We alive.
More than that.
So far, so good. But like I said, they got their therapy fund.
Exactly.
I don't want to make decisions for you. I want to prepare you as quick as possible and start to give you as much power over your life as quickly as I can.
Right. True.
I think, too, that I had a sense of ownership over your mom that she doesn't have over you
guys. I don't
own
them.
She belonged to me.
Yeah, nah. They
you
don't
know
belong
what I mean?
To me.
So
but I feel like that was kind of
what
you know.
And that's not.
But I feel like
a lot of mothers
that because of that anxiety of, no, you're my baby. I know what's best. You're gonna make the wrong decisions because you're immature. You're a child.
Right.
That feeling just like encompasses their child, and then their child just becomes not able to make their own decisions. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I realized the other day? I had a huge epiphany about being a parent to you guys. There is an aspect of your life that is completely strange and unknown to me. And that is growing up in this with parents that have.
Yeah, the amount of privilege that you have.
The amount of access. What was it like, you know, being raised in this very unconventional lifestyle?
You're not a normal human if you can't go out into the world, you
right.
know?
And I so knew. There's some things that you absolutely just have to experience for yourself.
Totally, and it's like, yeah. I don't know how things always work. I always get nervous at the end of dinner because it's like, how do you have dinner with a group of people? Because when I have dinner with my dad, he orders everything on the menu and he pays for everything and then he leaves.
Yeah.
So it's like, is that how we do it? Does everybody expect me to do that? You know, if I go to dinner with mommy, it's like, okay, we're not going to order everything on the menu, but she's going to pay for everything for all of her friends, including us. So it's like, what do I do when it's just me and my homies and we're just chilling for dinner? Do I wait to see what someone else does?
Yeah.
Do I ask for the check and then just not do anything? Do I just pay for everything?
Yeah.
Or do people expect that from me?
I literally hate Disneyland because I had one terrible experience and everyone expected me to pay for them. And they were like, hey, let's go to Disneyland. And I was like, yeah, let's go. And I was super young. It was older girls. And I was like, yeah. And they were all like behind my back, like, oh, she's going to pay for everything. And I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, yeah. Like I honestly wasn't thinking that way. So when we got there, it was like, so yeah, I want a funnel cake and this and that. And we're going to go on Space Mountain. And you got your cash? And I'm like, yeah, obviously. And they're like, oh, great. And put it down. And I'm just like, I didn't think it was going to be like this. It was painful.
Yeah. But you have to go out into the real world to really experience that, and you're like,
exactly.
Oh, okay, so now I'm a target.
And that's really hard, too. You have to be aware of that as well, you know?
And then it's like, okay, cool, this is why my parents have been protecting me from. This is why I can't go and do this, or this is why I never was allowed to do this when I was young.
One thing that I've learned, though, is that every child needs something different.
Yeah.
At 15 years old, Jaden, and I remember this day specifically. It was probably one of the most heartbreaking moments of my life. You got to a point where you told me straight up, you were like, Mom, I have to leave here to live my life.
Totally.
And I remember thinking to myself, as devastated as I was like, he's right.
Yeah.
The time is now. He's 15. It's time for him to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never agreed with that.
I knew. I told Will when Jaden was smaller, I said we'd be lucky to keep him in the house till he's 16 because he was so mature.
Mm-hmm.
He was making films. He could really manage his
own life.
His own life. Like being in this lifestyle, in this world,
Oh, yeah.
is a bubble.
Yeah.
And he wanted out. And
yes.
I understood that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have the bubble.
Right.
And I knew what having my freedom outside of the bubble, what I gained from that. And I knew that the sooner I let him go, the faster he was going to come back.
And it just makes you appreciate, you know, being at home, being with your parents, spending quality time with family. You get out into the world and then you kind of just kind of understand things.
That's true.
I want to make sure people understand our background.
My father was a physician.
Hmm.
He was an anesthesiologist, and my mother was
a social worker.
Wow.
And we were very...
they were the quintessential black middle class.
Yeah.
You know, Gammy had me at your age.
Number one, I was really young and clueless. Mm-hmm. Let's just be clear on that. I was 18 years old, and I was ill-prepared for the responsibilities of parenting. And not only was I young, but I became addicted to drugs.
Right.
And, you know, I was a functioning addict, but I was an addict just the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was consumed with working to support you, but also to support a habit.
Which is why I had so much freedom.
You and Daddy never told us really what type of world you guys came from.
Yeah.
We just thought that you guys just sprouted up out of the ground and just...
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm now outside of the bubble, I go out and, I meet random person on the street telling me, yeah, man, I worked with your dad back in these days, telling me some about my family that I never knew in my life.
I mean,
It's real.
Really?
Yeah, yes. That happens to us all the time.
But you definitely have heard it.
But they didn't hear it from us.
Yeah.
I had to hustle. That's right. What my life was about. Because there was a certain kind of lifestyle and way I wanted to live.
And she needed a mother to provide security. I couldn't afford it.
I never wanted to depend on a man to take care of me. So I was in the streets selling drugs, doing all kinds of stuff.
I couldn't even imagine that.
Then in my own neighborhood, we were in the midst of a lot of violence that was just the norm. The fact that I had to live and die by my own hand prepared me to be out here in L.A. at 18 by myself and it be nothing. I was like, these jokers out here that they think are really doing something, really running game on somebody,
yeah.
You ain't running game on nobody.
Straight up.
Okay? I dealt with killers, homie. You produce what? That's cool. You asking me to do what? We had a very different lifestyle than you guys. And even your father grew up in a household that was a lot of abuse. Your father worked in an ice house. He was building cement walls and helping to restore refrigerators and cooling systems. And
you guys grew up thinking about survival. You can only think about food and water and shelter and safety, and like that's the only thing that you were thinking about. You guys grew up as soldiers.
Yeah.
That met out of the battle, that decided to go and attack together.
Yes.
And to conquer.
Yes, we did. Will and I were in constant conflict over Jaden.
Where do you think you got your confidence from? Because I'm somebody that even to this day, like I'm surprised that I'm even sitting here. My self-esteem and my self-confidence is pretty low.
I wouldn't say it's pretty low, Ma. I think you've come a long way.
Well, I have. I have come a long way.
You're popping on the gram again.
I'm popping on the gram.
You are.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
The thing that I appreciate so much about you guys, the level of self-confidence that you have to be comfortable in your own skin is amazing to me. And for me, that's the best gift that your mom and dad gave you.
Yeah.
Right.
For me to think that I could ever go into the world and tell anybody else how they should raise their children, I've learned that's an absolute no-no. But I feel like people should have the freedom to look at their kids and decide for themselves
what their children need
versus what the school system might tell you, to go by your own instinct. And it doesn't necessarily have to look like what anybody else is doing.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
The short amount of time that I went to preschool, I felt like, if I imagine that, I feel like it was like 3 years.
I remember that. You went to preschool for one day. Did he get a week?
He might have got maybe two weeks.
Felt like 3 years.
Let me tell you, and I had to sit in the parking lot every day. I could not leave. And he would look at me with his little backpack. And he would
say, These people don't care about me.
Why would you leave me with people who don't love me? And so then I said, Jaden, how about this? You're not being left here with people who don't love you because mommy's going to be sitting in the parking lot. So that was the agreement that mommy sat in the parking lot.
But then sometimes she would like sneak away and get things and come back. And I'd be like, you didn't have this before. Or you have a different car now.
Yeah.
Real.
I came back home from school, I was always in a terrible mood.
Yeah.
My whole days were just filled with insecurity and fear and bad PB&Js.
But you know, I started homeschooling you guys too because I wanted you to have an opportunity to be with your dad and to be with me when I was working. There was no way I was leaving you home. You know, ever. Yeah. You always had to be with me.
It was great.
Yeah, it was really a very interesting time for me as a parent because I don't always know exactly what to say all the time because what motivates you and what's important is completely different than what was in my engine.
Exactly.
For you, it's like, everything's good.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. And then if it's not, I still don't understand the part that's not good.
Mm-hmm. The world, though. Like, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, this is good, but everything else isn't.
3.4 million people dying from not having enough water every year,
yep.
and 9.8 billion tons of plastic on the Earth since 1935.
You know? That's where we do relate in regards to we want to help make the world a better place.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about as far as your personal motivation.
Yeah, you know, so it's completely different for us because we already know that based off of what was on the past generation with you, with Daddy, it's like, you guys paved the way for generations to come. So it's like, thank you.
What is the part that you think Daddy and I have a difficult time connecting to you with?
I mean, I only have one, like, really terrible experience.
Which is?
Which is with my hair.
Your feeling about that was that you felt like you were put in the game too soon.
Just that the values of the people around me should have been the opposite.
You and Daddy.
Should have been, okay, we value her musical growth and knowledge more than her popularity.
Mm. Not like, so much about just a hit record.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand that. I think all that came with it
was, and
was too much. Let me tell you something. When we heard it, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
It was Jay. Jay-Z was like, this is a hit record.
And he
I looked
right.
at Jay and was like, really?
He was right.
This one?
Yeah.
He was right. Yeah, but also that, for us, that survival mentality for your dad and I, we were like, oh man, she'll be set up for life.
Yeah.
This is her start.
With having that mindset of survival, and then you have a child, well, now it's somebody else's survival. What happens if we lose everything?
Yeah, because
what happens if we blow all of our money? What happens to our child? Make them a freaking workaholic soldier so that they can always take care of themselves.
And always survive.
Real talk. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. The upset that came with that, did you shaving your head have anything to do with
it? Oh, it had everything to do with it.
So
it's
explain
so funny.
It.
There's a Nirvana lyric that says, I shave my head and then I'm not sad.
And all this time I thought you wanted to shave your head because my hair was short like that. Oh.
So what was the reason? Did you think it was going to make you happy? Did you think it was a symbol of freedom?
Was it rebellion?
Mm.
It was honestly all of that.
You had a hit single out, and you were like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like this lifestyle.
Yeah.
And guess what? To
I'm
put
done.
A big middle finger up to everybody, including my parents, I'm freaking shaving my head because Kurt Cobain said so.
Yeah, but just because I'm done.
Yeah.
It's not what I want.
When I realized, even as a parent, and this goes back to you, Mom. This goes back to you, okay? Mm. I hate when I get emotional.
Oh,
No, because you know what? I think parents have to give themselves much more forgiveness. When you become a parent, you have these huge ideals, even for yourself, because we all are coming into parenting with our own childhood traumas. And you're hoping that you can fix all that through your own rearing of your children. And you can't. Your kids are gonna have their burdens. And even though I see how it might have hurt you, it's what I knew.
Yeah.
I remember Will called me and he was like, have you talked about this with Jaden and him wearing a skirt? I said, yeah, I have. You had your moment of rebellion.
I went through the same thing that Willow went through with my hair with Karate Kid. It was happening at the same time.
I remember being on set with Will, and it was such a struggle between he and I in regards to Jaden. And I understand why men take their sons away for, like, whatever kind of warrior training, because it is completely, utterly unfair and unnatural for a woman to have to sit and watch anything like that for her son.
Yeah.
And Will and I were in constant conflict.
That,
I mean, to the point that we were warring over Jaden.
Your work ethic was off the chain.
It all happened in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
The poster was shot in this room.
Whoa. It sure was.
It was?
Right
yes,
in
it
this
was.
Spot, dude.
Yep. Right in
That's
this spot.
That's weird.
And I remember,
oh my God.
I remember the moment, because I asked you, you went down into that full split, and he was in tears. And I was like, I'm done. And he looked at me, he's like, Mom, I'm good.
Damn.
He got up and he said, let's do it again.
even in those battles that we've had over what's too much, what's too little, trying to find the balance in regards to parenting, I'll tell you one thing about the two of y'all. Y'all know how to work, y'all work hard, and y'all do it well.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of that. I give Jaden props. Jaden, the Louis Vuitton ad, when you decided to wear a skirt.
Real talk. Mm-hmm.
I got an offer to be signed to Louis Vuitton Women's.
Yeah, but Jaden, it's because you were wearing skirts
that they even got the idea to sign you to Louis Vuitton Women.
Do you understand, like, being a black young man and the son of, like, an uber masculine...
Killing aliens as...
hip-hop star. You know what I mean? Like, he had his feelings on that for sure. I remember Will called me and he was like, have you talked about this with Jaden
and him wearing a skirt? I said, yeah, I have.
Yeah, that was...
So he's pretty happy about
simple.
It.
That's simple. You don't need to say anything else.
Yeah. You talked about wanting to wear skirts to give kids the freedom, to give other people the freedom to think out of the box for themselves and not to feel like in doing that, that they would be bullied or be attacked in some way.
Yeah, that comes along with it.
Got it.
But it's like, I wore the skirt so I could look fly.
Got it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's start there.
Like that's why I wore the skirt, so that everybody would say, he's an innovator.
Yeah.
He's an innovator. His head's in a different place.
So here we have some questions from our Facebook watchers.
Yay, guys. Right. We've got questions from our Facebook
real peeps.
Watchers. Go ahead, take one. Take one.
All right.
Take one.
Well, I have an easy one, so you guys keep picking. And this one says, how do you feel about Will's Instagram?
I'm not putting you in my Instagram. Okay. This is just mine. It's like, if you don't want to be on my, I mean, I'm just saying, I wouldn't like put you in it and then use you on my Instagram. That's cheap.
That's cute.
Awesome. He's having a blast doing it, and I'm having a blast watching it.
It's hilarious.
What's one rule you're proud of breaking? Every damn rule there is.
Yeah.
Is it okay for parents to track their kids remotely?
Ooh.
I say yes.
I say yes, too.
And actually, I was just thinking about this. For safety reasons, all of the cars, including mine, need to have trackers in them.
Done. Yay, God, yay, thank you! They actually asked for it.
Is punishment a necessary part of parenting? Okay. For me, disappointment is punishment. I respect my parents so much that disappointment is like a knife in my heart.
Yeah.
I want to be a person that my parents want to look at, that my parents are proud of.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're done. Awesome.
Family, friends.
Gratitude. Thank you for being our guest.
Yes, Jaden.
We love having you, Jaden.
Loved being here. Love you guys.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
So, are we supposed to, when you're doing that, are you talking to the Facebook family or are you?
That's just another camera. Yeah.
My first sexual experience was amazing.
I wouldn't say amazing, like, on our next Red Table Talk, we are talking about sex.
Oh.
I knew the night Jaden lost his virginity.
Did you now?
My introduction to sex was obviously walking in on you and Daddy.
That's a wrap. Until the next show.
Okay, need to do a selfie of, like, all you guys.
Oh, wait.
I'll see you soon.
Yes, great seeing you.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.